Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 127 of the Big Boo Cast. In this episode, we're going to jump right in and talk about skincare. We're going to get into moisturizers. We're going to get into skincare routines. We're going to get into a jade roller situation. We're also going to talk about Melanie's recent trip to New England. We're going to talk about her reaction to dumplings. Several of y'all have mentioned that you were curious about that, and a whole bunch of other stuff too. Before we get to all of that though, I want to tell you about two things. Here's the first thing. Little Passports. Little Passports is the perfect holiday gift for curious kids of all ages. Little Passports delivers fun-filled packages right to the kids' door every month with engaging hands-on activities, interactive projects, and unique souvenirs just waiting to be discovered. Little Passports monthly subscriptions are designed to spark children's curiosity about geography and world cultures or science. From exploring sea creatures in Costa Rica to building a Big Ben like the one in England or making an ancient Greek headpiece, every month is a different adventure that will fuel their imaginations and spark their natural curiosity about the world around them. This is the perfect gift for kids ages 3 to 13 this holiday season, and you can order it today at littlepassports.com/boo. That's littlepassports.com/BOO. Here's the second thing I want to tell you about. FabFitFun, y'all. FabFitFun is the best. It's a seasonal subscription box with regular full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. The winter box is available now, so sign up before they sell out. You do not want to miss it, because when you get your FabFitFun box in the mail, it feels like Christmas 4 times a year, y'all. Every single time I get one, I have to go into a room where I'm alone and I have to open it with the silence that it deserves as I look through and see what is in store. You might find skincare from Glam Glow or Kate Somerville, or fashion items from Free People or from Trina Turk, or beauty products from Moroccan Oil. It's so much fun. The winter box, y'all, is epic. It has products like a knit throw from Mark and Graham, and some body cream from Anthropologie, dry shampoo from Orbea, and a coaster set from Urban Home, and that's just the beginning of it, so don't miss out. All you have to do is check out FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO so you can save $10 off your first box, which makes it only $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO. This subscription service, y'all, will bring you such joy all year long, and you deserve to treat yourself. Alrighty, y'all. As always, we are so glad you're here with us. We're so glad to continue the conversation from episode 126. And we hope you enjoy episode 127. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we're back.
We're back.
It's been a few days, probably, since you heard the end of the last one, but we're back. We're continuing the conversation for just a little bit longer because we have a lot to say.
We had a lot. There's been a lot. A lot of life has been lived.
A lot of life. Okay, so A&M game. You come back from Orlando. You get home. Mm-hmm. You start school, and I can't even remember what week that was, but at some point in there, in all these fun times, I go to Sephora and I purchase a new moisturizer.
Oh, do tell.
Okay, so we talked about Jamie Golden's Instagram stories about skincare products and all that.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm a big believer that our job in life, particularly our job as believers, is to call one another to higher and better. You know, I got nothing for a believer who wants to run some people in the ground. And so I feel like Jamie Golden, as a believer, has really, I can only speak for myself. I would not begin to try to give somebody else's testimony. But I feel like that series of Insta stories, she really called me to higher and better in terms of my skincare. I feel like she challenged me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she led me. And so here's what I'm going to tell you that I have committed to, because, you know, your skin gets drier in the winter, and it requires more. And I do love my rosehip oil for but I've got to have more.
Yes.
So I went to Sephora and I bought the Sunday Riley CEO moisturizer, which is really the nighttime moisturizer.
Okay.
But it's got a lot of vitamin C in it. And, you know, I like a vitamin C product.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Jamie spoke in her Insta story of the fact that she exfoliates chemically, and she exfoliates with, I can't remember the term, but with something like a rough something on her skin.
Yeah. Like a physical, the difference between a physical and a chemical exfoliant.
Which I had never known that was even a thing.
No.
Okay. So I have been trying to be better about every night. So I went and bought, over Thanksgiving when my sister was here, I went and bought a cream makeup remover that has some vitamin C in it, just because my skin tends to respond well to vitamin C. I don't know what your particular situation is. I'm just speaking for myself. So I went and bought a new cleanser with vitamin C in it that takes off eye makeup really well. And then I've been using my, what do you call that face brush we have? Why can't I think of the name of it?
The Clarisonic.
Yeah, I've been using my Clarisonic with that to remove my makeup. And then every other night I've been doing my Exfolicate by Kate Somerville.
Yes, I love that Exfolicate.
So I've exfoliated in two ways every other night, because I feel like I've just had a lot of sort of deadness on my skin.
Yes.
Then I've used my Sunday Riley, my CEO, which it's a heavy moisturizer. And I'm going to tell you, if you have dry skin, I've even been wearing it in the morning, like, and just giving it some time and then leaving it on under my makeup, because it feels so good. And it's really, it's delightful. And then over the break, because, you know, I have not done any retinol products because my skin is so sensitive, but I ordered a retinol cream from Liliana. It was on Amazon, and it was like some kind of Cyber Monday deal. I can't remember. Just for something to kind of put under my eyes and in some places where I have got some fine lines, that kind of thing. And I've been putting that on.
Okay.
And I have to say, like, I'm in a good place with my skin right here in December, in mid-December. I'm feeling like I'm in a good place. But I give all honor and thanks to Jamie.
Absolutely.
For her inspiration. So you ordered a bunch of stuff from The Ordinary. Is that right?
I did. I ordered a bunch of stuff from The Ordinary, and I will say I am a fan.
I want you to tell me more about it, because I'm going to need some direction.
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that Jamie Golden. Okay. So Gully and I, which we'll go back to this in a minute, but so Gully went to New Hampshire with me.
Yes.
And there was, I guess it was the first or second night that we were there. I guess it was the second night that we were there. Like, she came over and like got in the bed with me, and we pulled up Jamie Golden's beauty tips. I was like, cause she didn't follow Jamie Golden. Mm-hmm. She didn't know. And so I said, no, we're going to watch this from start to finish. And I mean, we sat, and it was a lot of, well, I did not know. Gully was like, the dual cleanse. I didn't know I was supposed to be doing like, take your makeup off and then do another cleanse, you know, like that you use a, so we felt like she's upping all of our games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's what I ordered off The Ordinary, and I have been using, I actually just looked it up. So I got The Ordinary ascorbic acid, 8%, and the alpha arbutin 2%. So listen, I know.
You're practically a chemist.
I really am. Mm-hmm. And so I have been using that. You use a couple of drops. It's packed with antioxidants, pure vitamin C.
Effectively
reduces skin's radiance and reduces signs of aging, whilst highly purified biosynthetic active alpha arbutin minimizes the appearance of dark spots. And you know, my dark spots are my Achilles heel.
I know.
So I've been using that. So here's what I do now in the morning. In the morning, I rinse my face. Then I use the ordinary, their vitamin C with ascorbic acid and alpha arbutin. Then I let that soak in. And then I use my moisturizer, which I'm still using that one that we got in our FabFitFun box that I can't remember what it's called now.
I remember. Hold on.
I know.
Is it every day something? I can't remember.
I don't know. We'll look it up. We'll link to it. So I'm still using that. So I love that. And then I do my sunscreen, and then I do whatever I'm going to wear that day on top of my face. Sometimes sunscreen is it. Now at night, I am doing, I wash my face with CeraVe, the CeraVe cleanser that has the hyaluronic acid. So I switch from my Cetaphil to that. So I'm using that with my Clarisonic brush.
I'm going to get me some of that. I'm going to get me some of that
really
today.
I really like it.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels very moisturizing to me, like more so than Cetaphil.
Okay.
So, and it's just at the drugstore. So that's easy. So I've been doing that at night. And then I had bought also from the Ordinary Grand Active Retinoid Serum 5% in squalane. I don't know what that means.
Well, you're a chemist. It's a chemistry language thing.
It's very important. It's a lightweight serum. It improves the moisture balance and elasticity that leads to firmer, younger looking complexion. Here's why I like it, because it's a retinol, but it's also in kind of a little bit of an oil. So it, when it goes on, it doesn't feel drying.
Okay.
And I've been using it every night. And even while I was in New Hampshire, and so you think it was dry and cold there, and it really was fine. So I use that, and then I let that soak in, and then I do my evening primrose oil. I mean, not my evening primrose, my rosehip oil. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my rosehip oil over that later. And I let that soak in. And then I do a moisturizer before bed, which I've just been using that. It's Hummingbird Farms, her unscented heavy cream.
Right.
I put that on my face right before bed.
So what we're saying is that we have gone to more of a multi-pronged approach, both of us.
Yes. Essentially, like Gully said, it's like she gives herself a facial every night.
That's true. Yeah,
it's true. But she said, but her skin, look at it. You can't. So here's the other product. Here's the last. And I use this for the first time on Friday night. And I am not one to exaggerate. I mean, I am. But in this case, I'm not. Maybe I exaggerate a little bit. But I am telling you, y'all are going to laugh at me, but I use for the first time the Ordinary AHA BHA peeling solution.
Okay.
The 10-minute exfoliating facial. That's the one with the Tasmanian pepperberry.
Okay.
I am going to tell you that I set the alarm for 10 minutes and I took that off my skin and I immediately looked better. It was instantaneous, where I was like, my skin is glowing. Like it, and it didn't sting. It was, I mean, it kind of tingled a little bit, but I wiped it off and it, I'm telling you, it's Tasmanian pepperberry is legit, is what I'm telling you.
All right. So we'll put a link up for that.
Yeah. It's $7. Here's the thing. It's
crazy?
$7. I know. That's it. It's so good. And it, I'm telling you, it was like my skin immediately, like it was like it sloughed off like a dead layer. It was something. So all that to say, I'm a big fan of the Ordinary products. I probably do. I'm interested in researching your moisturizer because I feel like I do need a different moisturizer. So would you do that with your Sunday Luna or Sunday Riley? Would you do that over the SkinCeuticals?
Well, it's different because I thought about that because, you know, I did love my skin. I've loved the SkinCeuticals. Here's what I really like about the Sunday Riley is that the vitamin C component.
Yeah.
I love it, and I love how it smells, and I love how it feels. If you go in Sephora, they'll give you a sample. Jamie taught me that, too. They'll give you a little sample of it. So try it, because if you have combination skin or you have oily skin, it's probably maybe a little heavy for you to wear all the time. But I really, I mean, like, it just feels so good.
Okay.
On your face when you put it on, and it's a little thicker than the SkinCeuticals is.
Okay.
So I really, really like it. I actually, Jamie and I were voxing about it earlier this week because I asked her if she had ever used it, and she, I think she's used it before, and then she got away from it and went to something else. But the vitamin C is, for me, really the big appeal of it. So
yeah.
I really like it. And it's not cheap.
No.
It's not cheap. But, you know, I think the way that Jamie works the sales, too, you can probably always find it on sale somewhere or get a discount or a coupon somewhere if you buy it.
Well, pretty much. And I know Dermstore is a big one where I order a lot of stuff. And like, if you've never ordered from them, they're always having sales. And if you've never ordered from them before, I mean, pretty much you can sign up for emails and you get 20% off your first purchase. So that would be worth it to go on and sign up there. And then I feel like they always have deals on different stuff.
I also, over the break, before, well, this really actually precipitated my whole commitment to being a little bit more multi-pronged in my skincare was that when I was in TJ Maxx with my sister over Thanksgiving, I bought myself a magnifying mirror.
Oh, no. That'll like take a, you down like a bad road.
Like a big magnifying mirror. And it was a little bit of a reckoning. It was a little bit of, hey, maybe because your eyes aren't so great. there are some things you've been missing. maybe. So I feel like when I finally finish this book that I'm working on, I'm going to have to, in the acknowledgments, also acknowledge my mirror, because this is where I've gone. When I kind of hit a writer's block or something, or my brain gets tired, I pull out my mirror and I examine my pores. You know, I examine my eyebrows, my eyelashes. I really don't know if I should just throw it away, if it's going to cause more heartache then it's going to fix, you know, issues that need to be addressed. But
I'm going to tell you a little bit of a problem. What I've learned from those magnifying mirrors too, is you need to be real careful, because you want to talk about a way to overpluck your eyebrows really quick is to get a set of tweezers and go to town. So that's, you got to be careful. I know. And I think the whole thing is just, Gully and I had this whole discussion on aging gracefully versus fighting it with everything in you. You know what I mean? But I think when it comes to your face, you're like, you only have one face.
You only have one face.
You can't cover it up.
Okay, now
you only have one face.
Speaking of aging gracefully, what? Emma Kate texted me. Okay, this is a completely different subject, so forgive the hard left turn. But I watched President Bush's funeral this past week in the National Cathedral. And you know, for one thing, I'm a sucker for any kind of state funeral, like or the funeral of any kind, like, you know, Barbara Bush's funeral was the same thing. But I need to talk for a second about Laura Bush.
She looks phenomenal.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
What?
I mean, no, just like, she looks amazing. I told Emma Kate, I would contend she is even more beautiful than she was when they lived in the White House.
I agree with that.
Like, there is something about her that she is so regal and she's so self-possessed and so, but there's not one thing about her that screams fussy or vain or high maintenance or any of those things. But she is somebody who I think has aged very, very gracefully.
I agree.
Her skin looks beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And she, and you know, and I noticed, when she, it was when they were, when they arrived in College Station and they were doing the, they were going to the burial and I thought, well, she just has on flats. And I thought, kudos to you, Laura Bush, for saying, you know what? I'm not messing with heels. I have had four or five really long days and this is a long walk and I'm wearing my flats.
That's right.
And I thought, see, a lot of people, myself included, would have been like, well, I need to wear heels because it looks better and blah, 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 blah. No, I appreciated that she went practical and said,
too.
I'm wearing these flats because that's a long walk and it's rainy and it's slick. And so I'm wearing my flats. And she looked elegant. She looked great.
She did. I was so encouraged by her and
Yes.
just her whole thing that she's got going on. I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Okay,
So,
so anything else that any makeup things that have come your way?
no, not really. No, not really. I'm trying to think. I've gotten my Ordinary products and I have been really happy with those, and to me they're so worth it because they're economical,
Now,
you
have
know.
you used the jade roller that came in our FabFitFun
Oh,
box?
I can't believe. See, I've had so much going on.
I
I
know,
cannot
I know.
believe that I almost forgot that. Yes, I love the jade roller. Have you used it?
No, because it said that you needed to put it in the refrigerator, and I was like, well, that feels weird to me. Where do I put it in my refrigerator?
Oh,
I'm
I
not
just put
even.
it next to like my pickles. I just put it like
Okay.
it's just in there.
Okay, I just didn't want the questions, but you're telling me you just put it next to the pickles. Okay.
Yeah, I just put it like in like a one of the little door, you know, one of the little slots on the door, and I just kind of set it in there. And no, I love. Okay, so I had really been wanting to try a jade roller, but it was one of those where I was like, this is just ridiculous. I'm not going to spend money on a jade roller. And then, like I told you, I think I texted you when I opened up FabFitFun box. I was like, ask and ye shall receive, because the Lord has provided a jade roller in the thicket for me to use.
That's right.
And so I
Won't he do it?
refrigerated. Yeah, I mean, that's right. And so I got that jade roller. I don't know that it does anything, but it feels really good. So the point is it's supposed to hit acupressure points on your face, which helps stimulate collagen growth and help rub your, like, get your products into your skin. So after I do my vitamin C in the morning and my retinol at night, I've started using that jade roller, and I just do kind of a quick roll across my face and under my eyes and all that stuff. And it does feel really good because it's cold.
Do you do the little roller on the around your eyes, or do you choose the big
I
roller?
do. The look
Okay.
To me, the little roller under your eyes is magic, because it's like if you have any puffiness, I feel like it helps with your puffiness under
Okay.
your eyes.
Okay.
And then I use it at the spot in between, but I really like it. Like I don't know that it's doing anything, but it feels good. So I'm like, can't hurt. And then I really roll like on my jawline to kind of help
Oh.
that, you know, like
Okay.
try to, I don't know, do something to it. And then the other thing I was going to mention is a friend of mine who this is my other makeup thing, and I had not really used it, but I used it while we were in New Hampshire. Rodan and Fields, which I already have somebody that I can buy it from. So, but Rodan and Fields has a new, it's called Radiant Defense, and it's like a BB cream
Okay.
kind of thing. And I have to say, it's really good. Like, it was funny because, and this is part of why Gully is been my friend for so long, is because when I spoke at the church in New Hampshire, it was one of those where they put you up on the big screen, you know, like so your face is, and she said, listen, your skin looked flawless on that screen, but it was because that Rodan, it's more coverage than I would wear every single day, but it really, it's tinted, and it's like, I don't know, it's got SPF 30 in it, and it really, and you can kind of, it's buildable coverage, so you could do it thinner, but then you can add to cover more. And I
Okay.
have to say, it's really good. If you're a Rodan and Fields person, or you use their stuff or whatever, I have to say, I give it two thumbs up.
Okay, that's good to know.
So, yeah.
There
So,
there's another thing in the FabFitFun box. It was a Thrive eye highlighter. Did you see that? The one
I haven't used it yet.
that has the ring light technology
Yes.
and a built-in sharpener. And I had that ad had been popping up on my Instagram for some time. And
Okay.
so I had thought about it, just kind of curious. And so I have been using it. I don't know if it really makes a difference because I'm a bad judge of how my makeup looks. But I will say in the mornings, I always put my makeup on at school. I don't even pretend to put it on at home anymore. Like I just take my makeup to school and I always have a bunch of kids in my office in the morning. And listen, I feel like everybody at school has watched me put my makeup on. And it's fine because you know what?
Yes.
That's real life. So,
Yes.
but you just put it like in the mornings when I feel like I look a little sleepy or, like my eyes have not fully awakened to the day. And you just put it up under your eye like an eyeliner. And it's not a color, but it does add a little brightness around there. And so I put it all around my
Oh.
eyes. And it's a little life for your eyes. And it goes on real smoothly. It's real easy to put on. But I like it. It's a good little addition.
Okay. That's good to know. I'm going to have to try it. I haven't tried that. And then we also got that eye mask.
It's like, yes, a hyaluronic, I haven't tried that acid. Either.
I haven't used that yet. So, but yeah, I feel like there were a couple things I used my, that FabFitFun box. This was, I keep saying it every time I get one, but I'm like, I feel like this one was the best one.
Well, I clap my hands because I always like trying new stuff. I never know what new stuff to try. So it curates it for you. Everyone, here are the new things to try. And, and also in this one, there were the fingerless gloves, which I had needed some fingerless gloves because so you can text with them.
Yes.
And I was really happy about that. It was, and just a, I don't know, it was great. I so enjoyed it.
Yeah. I know. It was so good. I took my fingerless gloves to New Hampshire with me.
Okay. So tell me about New Hampshire. Tell me about that little jaunt up the East Coast you and Gully took. Hey y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of this episode because I want to tell you about a couple of things. Here's the first thing, Care Of. When you are in the middle of the holiday season and running around with all the things, it feels like there is an endless to-do list. There's not always a lot of extra time to devote to staying healthy. Well, Care Of can make taking care of yourself easy with personalized vitamin and supplement packets that are perfect for on the go. This is a great way to support your body with an extra health boost and vitamins that you need to stay in shape. Also, it's a great way to combat stress and stay healthy by adding some supplements for energy, stress, and sleep to your routine. So it's great to give our immune systems a little extra love and a little bit of a running start to support our health during this hectic time of year. Y'all, I tried Care Of for the first time a few months ago. I took the quiz, which was super simple and fun, and then it gave me the recommendations for some vitamins and supplements that would be beneficial to me. I love the individual packets that came in the mail just a few days later, and they're so easy to throw in your purse, to throw in an overnight bag, to throw in your suitcase if you know you're going to be away from home 3 or 5 or 7 nights at a time. Just makes the process of taking vitamins and supplements so much more simple for those of us who may not necessarily feel like we know the best way to go about doing that. So, if you would like to try Care Of, if you feel like you could use a little bit of a boost as you work to get and stay healthy, all you have to do is go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. That's takecareof.com and then use the promo code BIGBOO for 25% off personalized Care Of vitamins. Here's the second thing I want to mention to y'all. Simple contacts. Listen, there are a million things demanding your time. Contact lenses should not be one of them, and Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. So if you're on your couch, you can reorder your contacts. If you're in an airport, you can reorder your contacts. If you're at your office, guess what? You can reorder your contacts. The doctor's office is now wherever you are. It's so simple, y'all. The Simple Contacts vision test is self-guided. It takes less than 5 minutes. Takes so much less time than if you have to make an appointment and get to the eye doctor, take time off, sit in the waiting room. This test is designed by ophthalmologists and a licensed doctor reviews every test. So you can skip the office visit, but not the care. The reviews for Simple Contacts speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store, and you can text with the support team and always get to speak with a person if you need some help. Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you don't have to shop around. And the vision test is only $20. Plus, the contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we have a special promotion for our listeners of the Big Boo Cast. Y'all, I did not understand how this could work, but sure enough, I stood right here in my office. I took a vision test. Somebody looked over that vision test. They confirmed my prescription and my contacts were on the way. really is a time saver. So for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, so all you have to do, you go to simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or use the promo code bigboo20 at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or enter the promo code bigboo20 at checkout for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order. Now, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. We all need to be getting those, but this is a great way to make sure that your prescription is accurate and to renew your contact lens orders. I'm a fan. Alrighty, y'all. Here we go with the rest of episode 127.
I cannot even tell you. So it was the funniest thing because I had really decided, I was like, I'm not going anywhere over the holidays. I'm not speaking anywhere during December. And then it was like late. It was like mid-October. We got a thing that was like Bethany Church in New Hampshire for a two-night event that they do every year. So it's the same. It's two nights, but it's the same event both nights. But okay. They divide it up because they sell it out. So it's like two nights. And so they've been doing it for 25 years. New Hampshire is fascinating because it's the least churched state in the nation.
I had no idea.
Yeah. 1% of people in New Hampshire go
wow.
to church. I know. Isn't that crazy? So I didn't really know. And then it was one of those things that we got home from Orlando and I was like, I can't believe next week I'm leaving on Monday. Like, well, we got home Sunday. I was home for a week. And then I was like, I leave Monday to go to New Hampshire. I am going to tell you that we flew into Manchester, New Hampshire. We stayed in Portsmouth, which is about 40 minutes from Manchester. It's the most delightful little town. Like, we got there the first night. It's so cute. It's right on the seacoast. So you're like right on the water. It's all within walking distance. The cutest, quaintest. It looks like it's out of a Christmas storybook. Like the whole thing. It's the shingled houses and the lights on the trees. And there's like a candle in every window. And the first night we walked to this restaurant, the River House, and we had seafood chowder and we had this artichoke and lobster dip. We had lobster rolls.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm telling you, it was delightful. I mean, like I really, like I told Gully, I said, I don't know how to tell my family that I live here now. Like this, I'm never coming home. It was so great. And so then the next day we had, so a good friend of Gully's grew up in, her family has a home in Kennebunkport. And so she had said, oh, y'all've got to drive over to Kennebunkport and go eat at Allison's. It's a restaurant there. And so we were like, okay. And, you know, you have no idea of how far everything is. But Kennebunkport was only about 30 minutes from where we were. So, like, where we were, you immediately, like, as soon as we got on the highway, it was like, oh, now you're in Maine. So we were, like, right there.
Okay.
So you drive all along that coastline, that east coastline, up to Kennebunkport, which was just... I just fell in love with it. I was like, I want to spend my summers here. I want to stay at a house here. I want to walk on the beach. Like when you like see the J. Crew catalog and they have like striped summer sweaters and you're like, well, who needs those? Like when have I ever.
Maine needs those. Maine needs those sweaters.
If you live in Maine, then you can wear a striped summer sweater because it's cool there. I mean, like they're like, yeah, our high in the summer is like 75. That's our winter. And so it just, I mean, and there were people with their, I mean, Gully laughed at me so hard because like you drive along and there's like the beach with the rocky cliffs and there are people with their dogs running up and down the beach and they're in their duck boots and their sweaters and the dogs are wearing like puffy vests. And I came so close to buying Mabel a puffy vest.
Wait, the dogs are wearing puffy vests?
The dogs wear their puffy vests.
Stop it right now.
It's very cold. No.
Oh, listen.
Tony Hazel wouldn't like a puffy vest.
Oh. I need to go there.
I'm telling you, it was the most charming. And to be there right at the time, which I never could have planned, but to be there right after George H.W. passed away was incredible because there were little tributes to him all over town. You could just tell how loved the Bush family is. Like there were tributes to him everywhere you looked and different things like that. And then you can drive up Ocean's Drive, which is where Walker's Point, which is where their home is. So you could drive up Ocean's Drive and see, and there's tons of just gorgeous homes there. You're like, oh, this is how other people live. Mm-hmm. We're not in Port Aransas, Texas anymore. I'll tell you that.
Right.
So But it's just, it's like breathtaking view after breathtaking view. And then we got there and like you could pull over on the side. And so you could see Walker's Point. It's gated, so you can't get to it, obviously, but you could see it. And just to have, see that the flag out in front was at half mast. Mm. And then the people had set up a memorial to him. And it was a, there was a plaque and there were a wreath and there was socks and American flags and just the sweetest. It was just, it was really something. I mean, just, it was so cool to be there at that time.
Yes. Listen, I cried a bucket of tears this past week over him and that family. And we don't have to, we don't have to go down that, that rabbit trail, but I mean, what a life of service and dignity and leadership and integrity. And I mean, what a life.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I mean, just the whole thing. And I think it's just, it's, it was just really something. And so, so it was just, it was delightful. I love that whole area. I want to go back. I loved it so much. I basically offered to do this event for them every year. I was like, here's the deal. I know you like to bring in other speakers. I'll just come back every year and do it. It just was.
Had you ever had sort of indigenous clam chowder before?
I had not. No,
I never have. I never, I'm just wondering, is it different? Is it,
I don't know, because I don't know that I've ever even had chowder before, because it's never something I would get here. But we got, the first night we got seafood chowder. The next day at Allison's, we both got a lobster roll. And then Gully got, I got the clam chowder and it was good. Gully got the lobster bisque, which I'm going to tell you was the winner of the entire thing. I mean, it, oh my gosh, it was like, I'll have dreams about it. It was so good. And so we had that. But I was like, if I lived here all the time, this is what would happen. I would wear a lot of striped sweaters and my pants wouldn't fit because I would eat chowder for every meal. It was so, I was like, all my, Gully said, we're going to get home and our bodies are going to be like, where's my cream based soup? You know, like we.
Right. Where's that bread? Where's that, that lobster roll bread?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, but the people were so nice. I mean, everywhere we went, you'll appreciate that one store we went into, there were two, it was, this was in Portsmouth and we went in, we were shopped. So we went to Kennebunkport one day and then we stopped at the Neville Lighthouse, which is one of the oldest working lighthouses on the way home. And there were antique stores. It was just all so quaint. Now a lot of stuff was closed because a lot of things closed from like November to March.
Right.
And we went in a souvenir store in Kennebunkport. I bought myself a Reagan Bush 84 sweatshirt. It was 50% off. I got Carolina hoodie sweatshirt. They were like, and I said, how, somebody came in and said, how long's the sale going on? He's like, till the weather warms up, everything's 50% off, you know? So, but, we went in one store in Portsmouth and when we walked in, you know, Gully and I were like, hi. And then she ended up buying some stuff there. And they were like, we're trying to figure out where you're from. Are you from Australia? And I thought, what?
Are you serious?
Like when your accent's so southern that they think maybe you're Australian. I don't know what that means.
Oh my word.
But everybody was so nice. And Gully and I laughed because we said we kind of had had the preconceived notion that it was going to be a lot more like, you know, what you think of like, I don't know, like New Yorkers and maybe a little more brisk and, you know, kind of whatever. And we got one on the street. There was a girl was trying to help her friend parallel park. And this guy went zipping past him and she called him a couple of names. She screamed it out and she was like, Santa's watching. Merry Christmas. You know, whatever. And we, that also made our whole trip. We were so happy over that. So it was just great. I highly recommend it. I loved the whole thing. It was just, it was delightful. And the church was so great. It was a fabulous event that they do every year. And so it was such a great end to my speaking year.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, it was very fun. It was very fun.
I also ended my speaking year, but not on the coast of New England. I was in Nashville, which is kind of a familiar spot for me. I was actually in Smyrna.
Okay.
But such a sweet church and such sweet women and really fun. And I don't know, there's something about the end of the last little thing of the year that it feels good to know that you've kind of gotten to the end of it, but it's also really sweet to think back. And I'm going to tell you something. I thought last weekend when I went to Arkansas and Alex went with me and I thought it again this weekend and I've thought it 1,000 points in between, but the local church, like to be able to go into different local churches has been so good for my head and my heart and my soul.
Yeah.
To go into these places that are not familiar to me 9 times out of 10, but to see people, specifically to see women who love the Lord and love each other and love their communities and love to serve their communities. And it's super encouraging. And so if you are a church that has welcomed either of us over the course of this last year, thank you. Because I feel like every single time I walk away more grateful just for the big body of Christ in general, and so grateful for whatever particular local church I happen to visit. So it's been a sweet thing.
I agree with that. There was something about, and maybe it's because it's so far from home, and maybe it's the thing of that, you know, we live in the South, and so you know what the church is in the South. But to see these people, because I thought, here's the difference. If you're in New Hampshire and 1% of your state, 1% goes to church, and like to see these people and the amount of love that they poured into this event, because they had... they had musicians there. The music was phenomenal. They had shopping set up where all your proceeds went to different charities and different things. And like the amount of work that went into it. And I thought, this is a place where they are really having to, actively live out their faith, because it does not come easy for them. Like they're having to really work to make this church happen. And that's, and you know, the pastor even came up after, and that was the other thing, is so many people were like, thank you for coming all the way to New Hampshire. And it was like, they were like, churches are closing their doors here right and left. And just to see this thriving church in the middle of that was just, I don't know, there was something about it that was just, it was just impressive. And it makes you think, kind of a lot of what I think I take for granted here where I live, if that makes sense.
And you think those churches in places that aren't as churched, or where people are just have, for whatever reason, have disconnected from the church, they're in evangelism mode. I mean, and I know we're all supposed to evangelize, but like they're in evangelism mode constantly. I don't know.
It was something. So it was really great. And so that was it. And so then Gully and I got up. So we had a 6 a.m. flight out of Manchester on Thursday morning. And so we got back to the hotel from the event probably about 10:45. And then, you know, it takes forever to wind down. And then finally about 1:30, we decided we needed to get some sleep. And so we had about a refreshing 1 hour before we drove to the airport.
Oh, bless it.
I know. And we had this whole conversation. So we flew from Manchester to Baltimore, and then Baltimore was a long flight back to San Antonio. But we laughed because by the time you land in Baltimore, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and we went to the bathroom. We got off the plane and she said, you know, what looks acceptable when you leave someplace at 5 a.m. is a lot different when you get somewhere at 8 a.m. And you're like, I really shouldn't be in public looking
Yeah, that's the story of a lot of my Saturdays, where I get up and I think, yeah, I'm just gonna run a few errands, and then you get a glimpse of yourself and you're like, I should not have done that.
This was kind of bad. This was a bad call. But it was super fun. But anyway, it's been really nice, because I knew once I got home, I was like, we have nothing. And so I got home, I slept and showered and did laundry and all that on Thursday. And then we've had nothing all weekend. And and we have nothing now through the holidays, other than just normal holiday stuff, which is really nice.
Now, let me ask you this, while you were on all your travels, as you frolicked to and fro, to Orlando and then up the East Coast, did you watch anything? Did you see anything that you liked?
I'm trying to think. We didn't watch anything. Now, I will tell you, since I have been home, Caroline and I watched Dumplin'.
Okay, what'd you think?
Oh my gosh. Have you watched it?
I have not watched it. I haven't watched anything.
It is so, so good. Jennifer Aniston is a delight. She is so good. I can't remember the name of the actress that plays Dumplin', but I'm going to tell you, it warmed my heart.
Okay.
We loved it. It's totally appropriate there's nothing in it that, you know, your young teen girl couldn't watch. It was just a really sweet story about kind of finding out who you are and getting past kind of people's preconceived notions of you and loving your body. And I just thought it was such a great message. It made me want to go listen to all the Dolly Parton music. It just, it was such, God, it was so good. It was so good. I loved it. I give it 2 thumbs up. So, highly recommend Dumplin'. And then I have already watched 9 out of the 10 episodes of the new season of Miss Maisel.
Oh, good for you. You know, I haven't started it yet, but we both love the first season, so I can't wait.
It's really good. I'm going to tell you that I feel like they took, as good as the clothes were season one, I'm going to tell you that they took that wardrobe budget up a notch, and it is worth watching. Just the clothes are just to die for. Oh my gosh. And it's so smart and it's so funny. And the whole show is like, I don't know if this is a thing, but it feels like it's just choreographed so well. Mm. Like just it feels kind of like you're watching a musical, even though it's not a musical, just right. The way they move and go from scene to scene. And right. I have just loved it. I've blown through it this weekend.
I did watch over Thanksgiving. My sister and I watched Bodyguard on Netflix, which is a BBC.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
It's just 4 episodes and we loved it. It's okay. Super interesting. It is not for younger teenagers. Yes. I don't know. And then there's some violence and stuff like that. So you want to read up on it before you watch it. But it was really good. I love any kind of government intrigue situation. That's shocking, I'm sure. But I really love that kind of stuff. And so it's fantastic. We really enjoyed it. We watched 2 episodes one night, and then we couldn't really get back to it because of football. And so finally, when all the football was over, we jumped right back in it and finished it. That I don't know what night it was, but we loved it.
Okay. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. I've watched that. Caroline and I watched, I can't remember. Is it the Princess Switch, the Christmas movie with Vanessa Hudgens? We watched that one night, and that was exactly what you would think it would be. What I'm gonna say. I don't know that anybody's winning any Academy Awards there.
Sure.
So we have a couple of other Christmas movies that we want to watch that are on Netflix and Amazon. That's kind of been it. I'm trying to think, but yeah, Gully and I watched on the plane on the way home, we watched Crazy Rich Asians because she hadn't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, it's so cute. It's that one. That's another good one. And it's on pay-per-view and everything right now. You need to watch that over Christmas.
Because I read the book after it took me several years after you first mentioned it, but I finally read the book.
Yeah. So it was super cute. And then, but I think on the way there, we laughed because we were like, we can't remember the last time we were able to just talk. So I think I literally don't think that we quit talking the entire plane ride from San Antonio to Manchester. Like
that's
we didn't.
Delightful.
I know. Well, just because we had to catch up on all the things and you just, you know, nobody tells you with teenagers, you don't really get time to do that.
Well, it's just a whole nother level. I told you before we started to record, Alex had his first high school dance last night, which was so fun. I mean, it was so fun, but I was in Nashville. I got back. And as soon as I got home, I had to get dressed because then it was, we've got to go, we've got to pick up, we've got to take to this place, we've got to go back, we've got to pick up again, we've got to take to this place. And so we got home really late. It was super fun. It was so fun to see everybody having such a good time together. But it's just, there's a level of involvement right now, and this will all change when they start to drive. But right now there's a level of involvement that is no joke.
Yeah.
When it comes to stuff like that.
No, you're all hands on deck because you got to drive them everywhere and do everything. And it's a whole thing. So, now we're kind of, I mean, we were supposed to have our last club soccer game, but it got canceled because the fields were too wet and we postponed till the spring. And so I really feel like we're kind of in a lull. I mean, we've got to get through finals and all that here, but club soccer season's over. And so we're just kind of, I don't know, we're footloose and fancy free. I got my tree up. Do you have your tree up?
We have a tree up. We did a smaller tree this year because I don't know. There's something in me, and it's been this way ever since Mama died. I part of the reason why I used to love to decorate for Christmas, I think, was because of Mama's reaction when I did. And so we got a smaller tree this year that we put in the den off the kitchen. It has 3 ornaments on it right now. My friend Allison came and did my mailbox and my front door. So that looks festive. But hopefully sometime in the next week. This is exam week for us coming up. We actually get 3 weeks off this year for Christmas.
That is so nice.
So this is exam week. So I'm hoping this week things will start to slow down. I've got a lot of writing I want to do, but hopefully I can put some decorations in the mix in the midst of that, because I do want my house to smell and look like Christmas.
Yeah.
While we're all home. So
yeah.
Because David's off for a good chunk of while we're off. So he took vacation. So
that'll be nice.
I know. I will say two things, and I mentioned one of these things to you a couple of days ago. I went to go see Harry Connick Jr. do his, it's a show that celebrates New Orleans' 300 year anniversary. Uh-huh, and then he threw a couple of Christmas songs in there, but I went to go see that this past week. If he is coming anywhere near you, it was amazing. Mm. It was so great and so fun and such a great grown-up night out. So there's that. And then the second thing is that Ben Rector announced that he is doing a second leg of his tour. Because I texted you because he's going to San Antonio. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I am here to tell you, I don't know of anything I did this past year that fed my soul more than that concert. Jesus, yes. But I mean, in terms of like,
yes.
In terms of an elective, like, evening out, he is incredible. And that is a show, if you have teenagers, take them, because they will love it and you will love it. And we have had the neatest conversations as a result of that night. So it's a great mother-son night out, or a great father-daughter night out, or mother-daughter, whatever. Any combination of parent and child, or aunt and child, whatever. It's fantastic.
It's good. Okay. All right. I'm planning on us going. So that'll give us something to look forward to in the spring. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about that.
So good. So good.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that we've missed? I mean, we have really blazed through a whole bunch of real life.
Yeah, we really have. I feel like we've covered it all. I don't know what else we could possibly have left.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody, we're going to try, and I'm going to say this on this podcast to hold us accountable.
Yes.
We're going to try. Oh, there's Hazel.
She had to make her entrance. Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to get Travis on here before Christmas.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. So be on the lookout for that. And hopefully that'll happen sooner as opposed to later. And sorry for the big gap, but it's been a little busy.
It's been a little busy, but now we're back, and hopefully we'll be able to stay on a more routine, so we won't have to do a 3-hour recap the next time.
We have talked, well, this will be two different episodes, but we have been talking for an hour and a half.
Yeah, we had a lot to say.
We had a lot to say. Okay.
A lot to say.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.